Disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's an exciting day, isn't it, boys and girls? I know you've been looking forward to this for a long time. Maybe even when your mother would carry you up and you were trying to grab the host out of the priest's hand. Well, now, please don't do that today, but now you will be able to receive the Eucharist. Boys and girls, I've been thinking of family this week. And especially whenever I put this vestment on, I think of my own family. Because this was a gift given to me when I was ordained a priest by my brothers and sister. So anytime I put it on, I think of my brother Jim, my other brother Jeff, and my sister Mary. You know, it's a reminder to me that I came from that family. But boys and girls, I want to talk about a larger family. At some point, probably when you were small, you were brought to this font, or maybe a font at another church, and you were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Boys and girls, at that moment, you joined a family, Jesus' family, with our Heavenly Father as his head. You became, even though this occurred long before I got here, you became my brother and sister as well. You became brother and sister to all of the baptized people in this church. That's the family I'm talking about. Jesus wants us to live as a family. And so that's one of the things that he offers us when we are baptized. Because just as the community of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live in heaven, Jesus wants there to be a community on this earth, a community that loves one another, respects one another, looks out for one another, just as you do with the members of your family. And so, boys and girls, at the moment of your baptism, you became part of that great family. But boys and girls, we also know, you know in your own families, it's not always perfect, is it? Raise your hand, boys and girls, if your family is perfect and you never argue, you always do what your parents say. And if you raise your hand, you just lied to a priest. Boys and girls, none of us are perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Your brothers, your sisters, even your parents are not perfect. We all will get into arguments, fight. We may take stuff that's not ours, not do what we're supposed to do. Well, guess what, boys and girls? It's the same way with this greater family that I talked about. We as well don't always get along. We as well find ourselves hurting one another, taking things that's not ours, on and on and on. But Jesus knew about this, and he did not want those things to split up this family. And so, he gave us another sacrament. He gave us the sacrament of reconciliation so that we could go to him and say, Lord, I am sorry, not just to you, but to those people I have hurt, to the other members of my family, whether it's my immediate family or that extended family of God's family. I am sorry, please forgive me. And Jesus does just that. He forgives you because keeping this family together is the most important thing for him. And so that's why, boys and girls, we gave you the opportunity to experience Jesus' love and mercy sacramentally for that first time way back in December, so that you will know Jesus will fight to keep this family together, even to the point of forgiving us when we have done wrong. And that brings us to today. Now, Jesus knows to kind of keep this family together, he needed to be present. He needed to be with us. And he made that promise at the end of Matthew's gospel, right before he ascended to heaven. I am with you always until the end of the ages. Well, how does he do that? I have not seen Jesus walking around. How does he do that? Well, he does this primarily through this sacrament of the Eucharist. Because in a few moments, what appears to be bread and wine that are placed on this altar will become the real presence of Jesus. He truly will be here in the Eucharist. And that's one of the ways that he endeavors to keep this family together, by promising us that he will be here, that he will be with us throughout life's journey. Finally, boys and girls, This sacrament has a lot of different names, but one of the names it goes by is Holy Communion. Holy because it is Jesus we receive, but communion because it builds up that community. So just as you entered the family through the waters of baptism, you continue to strengthen your relationship each and every time you come to celebrate this sacrament and receive Jesus. Boys and girls, I know you're excited. Some of you are nervous. But it's because this is so important, isn't it? Because Jesus wants to be with you. And that's why we have gathered together in these large numbers, because we want to witness your Savior coming to you for the first time. But this is so important that we don't just do it the first time or the second time. We continue to go to Jesus because we need His love, we need His mercy. And one of the best ways to experience that is coming here to Mass and celebrating. You know, when my nephew received his first Holy Communion, he kept count. He kept count of how many communions he made. From second grade, I know, all the way through eighth grade, because at his eighth grade graduation party, I asked him how many it had been, and he immediately rattled off 387. I stopped counting a long time ago. But the point is, as joyous as today is for the first communion, we receive the same gift, even the 10th communion, the 100th communion, or for those of us of that kind of age, the 1,000th communion, because we always receive Jesus. And so, boys and girls, it is with great joy that we gather, and that not just this parish family, but also your own extended family. But ultimately, this is your family, because through your baptism, you have been made members of Jesus' family, and He continues to come to you as your eldest brother, the one you can always rely upon, the one who will always seek you out, and the one who will always forgive you. It is truly a great joy that we do this today. And I know that you'd just like me to move along. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Welcome, everyone, to this first Holy Communion.